Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 26th day of January, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Lloyd Chapman is going to be joining us, breaking down the state of our union. He, of course, heads up the Small Business League of the United States with hundreds of thousands of members. I did watch the State of the Union last night. I watched a recording of it. And it was a compendium of lies and disinformation and mind control. But basically the message was, if you don't like what government's doing, you don't believe in America. America's good. America's tough. America's strong. Hope, hope, hope. Basically, without using the word hope, that together we thrive and that we've got this great, bright future ahead if we just basically sit down and shut up. And let's have the theater of the Republicans and the Democrats sitting together. But we've got to have the carbon taxes. Why? You know, America has the cleanest water and the cleanest food, which isn't true. The government puts sodium fluoride in the water and allows all sorts of poisonous stuff to be put in the food, including stuff shipped from China. And so if you're against the carbon taxes, why, you are against progress, and that this is a human right to have this evil carbon dioxide cut when China and India and countless others don't have to. He also made a joke, of course, about the TSA and the naked body scans and the groping, and lied and said that, don't worry, with the new high-speed train across America, you're not going to have to go through checkpoints. When the TSA and Homeland Security have announced that they're starting this and have already started putting checkpoints at train stations, bus stations, and at checkpoints on the highways of America, and they're putting out PSA showing TSA football games, NFL football games, helping search people. That came out last week. So lie upon lie upon lie. Also, there have been a lot of attacks against former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Locally on talk radio, I heard a host attacking him yesterday, and it was a similar attack to what I saw this morning on The View that my producers alerted me to. We have that clip coming up, and they only talk about him for about 2.5 minutes. And again, it's a compendium of disinformation and lies. I mean, either these women are as dumb as a box of rocks or they're liars. I mean, I'll have to stop the tape when we play it every 10 seconds because everything they say is twisted or false. I mean, it's just amazing. And they put an image of him up there and laugh at him and make fun of him. And it's just all about taking serious issues and making a joke out of it. Everything's so funny in this police state that is unfolding. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. And then I want to get into the nanny state today a little bit. Here's a report out of the Austin American-Statesman today. Travis County offers $48,500. Again, Travis County offers $48,500 to bicycle accident victim. And she was out in the county riding with a group of bicyclists. Let me tell you, they act like they own the road. They'll even have a shoulder, and you'll just come by, and there's people in a, you know, on a country road, major highway, just out in the middle of the road. And they act like, again, they have more rights than anybody out there. And there's this hatred of cars by cyclists. I have a bike. I like bike riding. It's just that these people are very arrogant. And they get out there and they train their kids that they own the road. And this woman hit a pothole on a county road shoulder and sued the county. So I guess all those times I flipped off the handlebars riding down neighborhood roads, I should have sued somebody. I guess all those times I fell off my bike. I mean, this is this image and this mindset that the government's got to protect me from everything. And if I go out and bike ride and get hurt, it's the government's fault and taxpayers are going to have to pay for this. So that's just incredible. We're going to be breaking that down. And also Walmart's targeting 8-year-old girls with anti-aging cream that ties into the same area.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to break down the State of the Union that Barack Obama gave yesterday. There has been a giant new development on the birth certificate issue about a week ago. Last Tuesday, the Honolulu Advertiser published the full text of a transcript interview with the new governor, Mr. Abercrombie. And Abercrombie said that they were unable to find the birth certificate and that this would be a campaign issue in the 2012 election. He, of course, has known Barack Obama since he was about 4 years old. He's been a longtime congressman as well and friends of the family. And since then, it's been one of the biggest news stories out there with WorldNet Daily, The Drudge Report, and others covering it, that Abercrombie, a month ago, before he'd gotten into office, he was governor-elect, had said that he was going to go out and get that birth certificate and show it to people. And now, again, last week, he said, well, we couldn't find it. In fact, they can't even find out what hospital Barack Obama was born at in Hawaii. They've said two different ones now. My mother remembers the name of my doctor at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. How do you forget that? How does Obama not know that? My dad knows the name of my doctor. I have the original signed birth certificate with my footprints on it from the ink so they can tell which baby's which in case there's a mix-up. They've lied for 3 years. Into the campaign and now for the last 2 years of Barack Obama in office, saying that we've released the birth certificate. We've released the birth certificate. When they released a receipt of one. Just the automated computerized systems that they print out that you use for routine documentation or for travel. Now Abercrombie has given an interview to well-known reporter Mike Evans. I mean, I've grown up listening to him. He's the Hollywood Reporter. He's on 590 AM every week here in Austin. He's on over 1,000 radio stations in the United States, and he's out of Hawaii. He's known as the Hollywood Reporter Mike Evans, and he's good friends with Governor Abercrombie, going back to, quote, when Abercrombie was a taxi driver. He knew Abercrombie before he got into politics, so they've known each other for decades. And we're going to play a clip of that coming up later when I get into all of this. And he said, yeah, I talked to Abercrombie. This is in his new report. And my old friend, and Abercrombie said, yeah, there is no birth certificate. There's no record, period. There's nothing. There's nothing in the state records. This is a big deal. Now, I don't know if he was born in Kenya or Hawaii, but this claim that, oh, well, his grandparents did a birth announcement, well, you know, in the paper, they weren't imagining that he would ever be president. This is ridiculous. No, people routinely do birth announcements if they're planning to try to fake a birth certificate later, or if they're planning to have their daughter get their grandson back into the country so they can be a U.S. citizen. That's still prized today, but especially in 1961. And you got his grandmother in Kenya saying that he was born there. You got a statue in Kenya saying he was born there. You got Michelle Satoru Obama, his wife, saying in multiple speeches that Barack Obama, you know, went back to his home country where he was born, of Kenya. She said that in 2007 and 2008 in speeches, and we played those. But what I can prove 100% is they're covering something up, and he gave up his U.S. citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen, and we have his real name, Barry Satoru, and there's another fake name as well. And so the issue here is there's a cover-up going on. We need a congressional investigation. And boiling all of this down, Paul Joseph Watson is set here in the next 20 minutes or so to get a report up at prisonplanet.com on this subject. In fact, just a few minutes ago, it wasn't up yet. It's now up. The headline is Abercrombie shocked at failure to discover Obama birth certificate. And really, when I called Watson this morning about doing this article, I had said, go with the headline. I'm not saying his headline's bad, that Abercrombie confirms or Abercrombie admits that no birth records exist. No birth records. Nothing. Nothing. I mean, hospitals have admission records, old hospitals in this country, going back over 150 years. There are birth records going back over 400 years before this country was even a country, for the first 200 years when it was just colonies. I mean, this is insane, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to join the FBI, the CIA, the state police, it's on record. You've got to produce the original birth certificate. But he's our president, reportedly, and doesn't have to present it. This is a big deal. But again, the headline is Abercrombie shocked at failure to discover Obama birth certificate. Revelations of close friend of Hawaiian governor contradict official claim that privacy laws prompted Abercrombie to abandon search. Well, again, the Advertiser newspaper last week did an article, but then it added a transcript of the full interview. So it's really just a footnote where he said, yeah, I looked, it's not there. This is going to be a big issue. Evidence shows he thought he was just talking to the reporter off record after the interview, but the reporter put it all out there and didn't give it a shocking headline. It was just buried in the article. Jerome Corsi found it, did an article. It went super viral. Other people have now written reports about it. And now the Hollywood Reporter, Mike Evans, very respected a reporter. We're going to play a clip of that coming up a little bit later in the hour. Now, I want to start getting into the State of the Union here first. And last night, got the kids to bed and everything, and then I went back on YouTube and watched the entire State of the Union. I didn't watch it live. I watched it after it was archived. And to describe it as propaganda, it would be a disservice. It's worse than propaganda. It was mind control. It was re-education. It was brainwashing. It was a complete fraud. Everything he said was an abominable lie, a fraud, a groupthink twisting. And the biggest issue here, and I'm going to go through a lot of these points, but I tried to write notes on it, and then I'm not going to go over all five pages of them, but the biggest issue was they told members of Congress to sit together. Well, we need separation of powers. We need people to fight within the Democratic and Republican parties against these illegal wars and the Patriot Act and the banking occupation and looting that's going on. We don't need to, quote, fix America to have everybody agree and to cut back the rhetoric. But see, this shows the Republicans and Democrats are circling the wagons against the people and against the Tea Party. 2 years ago, they were somewhat successful in the media running this mass hoax that only Democrats were being heckled at town hall events or meet and greet events. I remember in 2008 and early 2009, Rick Perry would be booed off the stage back when he was pushing Gardasil and NAFTA highways and New World Order stuff. Senator Cornyn would be booed off the stage everywhere he went here in Texas. I saw videos on YouTube and other sites, just Republicans, Democrats, they had an 11% approval rating in Congress, both parties. People were after Democrats, Republicans. But the media spun it as if it was a right-wing revolt, were able to brand it as you only go and protest if you're a conservative against a liberal. And then they made it left-right and divided the people against each other, where Democrats say, well, I better defend the government's agenda because I don't want to be with those Republicans. Then they branded it as racist. Oh, you don't want government-run health care? Oh, you don't want open borders? Oh, you don't want gun control? You're a racist. So they really tried to divide people along race, along class, along social class warfare. Now, the Republicans and Democrats, we've seen all these Republican leaders say, yes, we've got to tone down the rhetoric. And the big lie, and he brought up the Arizona shooting at the beginning of his speech. In fact, we can play that later. He said, it's great to have Republicans and Democrats. It's great to have debate. It's great to have arguments. But then you got the Arizona shooting. And that has showed us to come together and to stop all this fighting. So the big lie there is, if you don't like what the government's doing, and we are the people, we are the government, if we try to change it and put it back on a constitutional course, we're causing shootings. So it's a dirty thing to be angry and to be vocal and to exercise your First Amendment that created this country. Free speech started this nation. That's why it's the First Amendment. It was violations of free speech and newspapers being shut down that spurred the 1776 movement. One of the biggest factors in all of that. And so that was really the big lie. And Ron Paul, last night before the State of the Union, was on Wolf Blitzer. And Blitzer said, are you going to sit with somebody else? And Paul just starts laughing. He says, this is all just a show. This is all just window dressing. Well, it's more than that. And he's right. It's about blaming the First Amendment for the shooting and implying everybody's got to come together and basically do what Obama says and stop the heated debate. Because, see, they know the American people want liberty, want freedom, want to control the borders, want to end the wars, want to get rid of the TSA. And they know that that's transpartisan and across the political spectrum. So they're piling on to demonize people who object to what's happening, people who speak out, people who get involved. I mean, I was really shocked that they attacked probably 2-1 or even more the First Amendment, then they attacked the Second Amendment after the Tucson tragedy and fiasco. I mean, you really saw that call for the Fairness Doctrine. You wouldn't hear this radio show if they had that in place. Big calls for the government to control the internet, internet IDs, internet kill switches. They really seized on it with that hoax that it was the fault of Tea Partiers, Ron Paul, Alex Jones. The list goes on and on. Now that that kind of failed, they're saying, okay, it's all of our fault. That's what Obama said at the Tucson event. Let's just love each other. And then the other big lie they introduced, that if you don't agree with the carbon taxes and all the things he called for last night, you don't believe in America. He said, if you're not for that, why, you don't believe America's still great. So see, you're not just somebody causing shootings. You don't like America. You're not positive. You don't believe in America if you actually point out that this is the state of the disunion, the state of the globalist breaking up our country, getting rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. So it was just a giant fraud to create some type of collective guilt onto the American people that we're hurting America because we're angry.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the former senator and a Rhodes Scholar, which is subversive to the American sovereignty? William Fulbright stated in 1964 that national sovereignty could no longer serve a nation with loyalty from its citizens. The new responsibility of the citizen is to become a world citizen with a world view. This has been the track record of many senators, House of Representative members, presidents, and vice presidents ever since Harry Truman. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It watches world news in the light of Bible prophecy. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Way is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Way is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big message is, if you don't like what the government's doing and all the same policies not just being continued but expanded, you don't like America. And he said that over and over again. America's strong. America's good. Yeah, we've had some knocks, but we need to be positive. We need to come together under the globalist leadership that is dissolving what was a free and prosperous republic. And you've got to sit together and you've got to lower the rhetoric. Oh, yeah, it's great to have parties. It's great to argue with each other. But then you get a shooting like Arizona, and then we got to come together. It lets us know. I mean, he literally implied that America was in trouble because we're angry. No, people are angry because we're losing our liberties, our freedoms, our dollars being devalued. The states across the border going bankrupt and trying to erect all these new taxes and cutting benefits when that is a very small part of the equation compared to the offshore banking cartels' debt in derivatives that we've signed on to. We've had multiple economists on to break this down. You could get rid of all entitlements, Social Security, welfare, everything, the entire Defense Department. We have signed on to too big to fail, the $1,000+ trillion created globally by the private central banks. And that's how they've held us hostage. They are holding us hostage in a big way. They're saying, oh, the global economy is unstable. Keep giving us more money. What did Davos call for, the big globalist kind of public Bilderberg confab? What did they call for just yesterday? Same thing they called for, the Federal Reserve called for last week. $100 trillion. In fact, let's search engine that. Davos calls for $100 trillion in additional liquidity. And that means $100 trillion to them. And then they don't just fractional reserve leverage it 10 to 1 or 8 to 1. As was the old metric, it's unlimited, and they create new derivatives and manipulate markets. With $100 trillion under the old fractional reserve banking system, that is a quadrillion or a $1,000 trillion. They're asking for a $1,000 trillion. When they ask for $100 trillion in new liquidity, headline, if you want to search it, Davos calls for $100 trillion, and that'll pull it up. $100 trillion into the banks. Now, what did Ron Paul say? What did Ron Paul do? He hit the nail on the head when they said, well, aren't you going to sit together? And, I mean, he just pointed out how this is ridiculous theater. Here is that clip of Congressman Ron Paul.
Are you going to be sitting tonight with a Democrat or Republican? In other words, do you have a date?
No, I do not. I haven't made a decision on that.
Why not? Everybody else seems to be making decisions on that. You think it's a good idea that they divide it up into, they used to divide it up, the Democrats on one side, the Republicans on the other side. This year, a lot of people after Tucson, they want to sit together.
I think it's a bunch of fluff. I sit with a
bunch of what?
Fluff. I don't think it has a lot of meaning. But I sit with Dennis Kucinich and other progressive Democrats when we want to talk about civil liberties and foreign policy, and we do it routinely in the middle of the auditorium, in the middle of the House. So I think that's the only thing that counts. I think sitting together tonight, because the media has gotten hold of this and making a big deal of it, I'm not against it. I hope it does a lot of good, but I still think it's a lot of fluff.
A lot of fluff. All right, one final question. I know you're living, at least in Washington, with your son, the newly elected senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. He's going to be joining us tomorrow. How's that working out, sharing a house with your son?
All right.
Well, it's still pretty new.
Then he makes a joke about, Ron Paul's told him he's not going to do the cooking and that Rand's got to carry out the trash. But I think that's great that they're living together in that condo because he can advise him. U.S. budget gap to widen to $1.5 trillion in 2011 on tax measures, CBO says. Yeah, here's Obama saying he's going to balance the budget, ban earmarks, and he's tripled the size of government his first year and a half in office, spent more money than all presidents before him combined. But that's because we're coming to the end of this hyperinflation system, and once you reach that very tail end, you have more acceleration of debt and devaluation than you had in the previous 100 years. That's how these systems always basically work. But now we have Davos calling for $100 trillion in increased, quote, liquidity or funds to the banks. Now, when we get back, I'm going to continue with the State of the Union and the TSA police state tie-in. There's the president trying to prop up the TSA. Why is it so important to them? Why is The View and so many other TV shows attacking Jesse Ventura for his courage in suing Homeland Security? We'll break it all down on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I want to open the phones up specifically for listeners to give us your take on the State of the Union. Here is this globalist teleprompter reading puppet, Barack Hussein Obama, real name Barry Sotero, and bombshell info on his missing birth certificate out of Hawaii coming up in a little while. I want to get your take on what you got from the choreographed show or campaign stunt that was launched last night by Barry Sotero. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, once you get into a 1.5 quadrillion, and that's an old number. Again, the Washington Post last year said 600 and change. But whether it's 600 trillion or 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, as many economists have reported here on this show of derivatives, it is a black hole that is impossible to pay back. And by being held hostage by the bankers who hold this over our head and threaten total bankruptcy if we don't keep giving into them, we just dig the hole, the bottomless pit, that much deeper. But here's the London Telegraph. You can also pull up last week the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England calling for it. World needs 100 trillion more credit or liquidity, says World Economic Forum. Now, remember, when they say that, that means 0% interest via the dollar, the yen, the yuan, the euro, the SDRs to the private central banks, who then loan it out for 5, 8, 10, 12, 15, some people's credit cards up to 30%. That's been the credit card reform. So they loan you made up digital numbers for massive interest. Then the interest compounds. Then nations, not just companies, individuals, lose their credit rating, as California and many other states are doing, as Greece and Ireland are now having their credit rating downgraded. And then the countries aren't paying 10, 12, 15% just like an individual. They're paying 25, 30% like Argentina, like some of the examples I use, like Nigeria. I mean, they know exactly what they are doing. This is a stated trap. In 2002, the IMF World Bank documents, thousands of pages, got leaked to BBC. We had Greg Palast on. We've been warning people for 9 years. Red alert. This is their plan. I mean, their plans fell into our hands. People risk their lives inside of there to warn you. Okay, people say, well, how do you know all this? It's stated. We've known this is coming. We knew when they got rid of Glass-Steagall in 99. I had George Humphrey, economist, on. I had many other economists in studio telling you what was going to happen. So now they're saying this week at Davos with all these criminal globalists meeting, George Soros and others, they're saying, oh, and he's been convicted in foreign countries, just like Henry Kissinger's been convicted. They're saying that we've got to give them $100 trillion backed up by taxpayers of the world. Now, they then will loan it back to your government, your corporation, your individual credit card, whatever. They will loan it back, and through fractional reserve banking, they'll be able to loan out $1,000 trillion under the old $1 in the bank. Banks could loan out $10. That's the U.S. model. England, it was one pound in the bank. They could loan out 8 pounds. It varies between 8 to 10, 8 to 10 times. Since 99, globally, that was just gotten rid of. They leverage it 10 to 1. Then they sell derivatives on that. Then they sell derivatives on that. And they layer these structured frauds on top of each other. And at the end of the day, it destroys society, destroys your pension, destroys your retirement. Their answer will then be, and we're seeing this in other countries, so we know how they do it, to federalize all the pension funds in the name of protecting them so that they don't lose all value. And now you're under full government control. Itself borrowing money from the central banks that engage in the fraud to begin with. This is such a big deal. Now, going back to the State of the Union, I want to play a clip of Barack Obama making a joke about the TSA. And as soon as I saw this last night, I caught the big lie. Everybody's mad at him. We have two great articles at Infowars.com by Aaron Dykes and Kurt Nemo. They both wrote on it about how he made fun of the sexual molestation. But that's only one layer. The big issue is that it's a lie. See if you can catch the big, fat lie. I know Jaron caught it this morning when I came and he brought it up. See if you can catch the blaring, giant lie in your face. Here's Barack Obama last night.
Within 25 years, our goal is to give 80% of Americans access to high-speed rail.
Built by the Chinese, by the way.
This could allow you to go places in half the time it takes to travel by car. For some trips, it'll be faster than flying, without the pat-down.
Oh, it's so funny.
As we speak, routes in California and the Midwest are already underway.
By the Chinese. Because we buy toasters and DVD players and Blu-ray discs, and they take the money and actually invest it in infrastructure. And, by the way, some of these trains go 300 miles an hour. So, one of the slower bullet trains at over 200, would be basically three times the speed of a car. But our rail lines are so ancient and so rotten, that the systems they're building are limited lines. And basically what you just heard was another lie. But the big lie, did you catch it? You're not going to be given pat downs at the train stations. Really, I saw Governor Ridge 8 years ago say it on C-SPAN, and now they've, for at least 5 years, have had Viper teams at train stations in Florida, New York, Texas. They're searching people. They're showing up at Greyhound bus stations with TSA searching people. TSA's announcing that they will be inside football games. They're training State Guard to search people going back at least 6 years ago. I have that in my 2005 film. 911 Rise of the Police State. I mean, I show the news articles. I show photos of them doing it, searching three-year-olds in their Hello Kitty bag, literally. That's in the film. And they've announced they're going to federalize your local police and have them do TSA-type operations and private goons and metal detectors and body scanners at malls and hundreds of federal and state courthouses from Miami to Denver are already getting them. But he said, don't worry, there won't be any pat-down. So, and again, why was that written into his highly choreographed speech? Because they know that if we ever get together, if we ever have victory on an issue, if we ever prove the TSA is a federal power grab and a fraud, if we ever come together and get angry and have a victory against their agenda, which they're always pushing, if we ever turn them back anywhere, like the SPP Napa Superhighways, in deep trouble, almost defeated, but it's like a hydra, it's got many heads coming back. We're defeating them on so many other fronts. We're defeating their gun-grabbing legislation. The tide's been turned more and more at the state level against abortion. The public's waking up to that. So we're winning on many fronts, so they're trying to bum-rush us and get everything in place and overwhelm us with classically Orwellian things to just basically break our will and acclimate us. So they're now having to respond in a State of the Union to make it a joke. And that's their tactic. I listen to local talk radio. I listen to national talk radio. And most of these people aren't controlled. They just know to follow what the big talking heads on national television say. And it's make a joke about them sticking their hands down your wife's pants. Make a joke about them taking a woman's bra off in front of people. Make a joke. Oh, but you notice they just lost that lawsuit. And they lost the one about filming in the airport in Seattle. Oh, it's just all funny. And I listened to national radio and local radio last night. I watched TV some last night and this morning. And all over the place, it was a big joke. They'd show a photo of Jesse Ventura with his Benjamin Franklin-style haircut and make fun of him and laugh. Not about the issue, but laugh at him. And I heard another local talk show host say, you know, how dare him say that in the suit that this is sexual abuse. Well, the law under state and federal law says if someone puts, and we've had district attorneys on the show, the district attorney out in the county that San Francisco is based in, saying that he has officers, deputies in that airport, and if they touch you through the pants on your genitals, it's a misdemeanor. If they go in the pants, it's a felony. So it isn't something that Whoopi Goldberg and all the rest of these disheveled, crusty crones laughing at. It's not just that. It's that they're making a huge joke out of it. And other talk show hosts are making jokes out of Ventura, saying it violates my Fourth Amendment, it violates my dignity, it constitutes sexual assault, the touching, the squeezing, the gripping, the groping. And it's admitted by hundreds of reporters who've had it done where they put so much pressure on your genitals, it hurts men. And almost women feel like they're going to be lifted up off the ground. But see, they just make a big joke out of this whole thing. The toll-free number to join us, again, is 800-259-9231. Oh, I've just been told by the network that we're going to be taking calls on our end. They're having a phone system issue up at the network. So let me give you our number here. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX on your take on the TSA and what's happening with Ventura and on the State of the Union. Since Obama brought that into the State of the Union discussion. But going back to this, there is this concerted effort that Jesse Ventura is a leader. He sticks his head up above the ground. You know, he's the meerkat that's got the nerve to, you know, challenge the hyena coming up towards the troop. And the others are hopping around cowardly saying, how dare him stand up? How dare him get involved? You know, we think he's goofy looking. He's not being sexually assaulted. You know, why doesn't he like being bathed in a radiation scanner? Why doesn't he like every time he flies being pulled out and having people put their hands all over him and on his genitals and up in his rear end? I mean, that's what he talked about on the show. They actually go up in the crack between your buttocks. This is outrageous. And it's all a big joke. Ha, 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 ha. Let them eat cake. Look at them. This governor doesn't like people sticking their hands in his pants or squeezing his genitals. What a weirdo. I've been with Ventura. When they pull him out and there's a crowd gathers around to watch Jesse Ventura being searched, and he's more upset by old people going, why are you doing that to an old lady in a wheelchair? She's not a threat. You know, what are you doing this to me? This is East Germany, Alex. I'm standing 10 feet away. This is why I want to move to Mexico permanent. I don't like living in East Germany. I can't believe my country's gone. You know, hurry up, get it done. And then they just take their time smiling. Oh, let me. See, we've gone from land of the free, home of the brave, to where low-wage people are who aren't even sworn peace officers. A sworn peace officer has to have an emergency situation or a warrant to stick their hands on your genitals. But they're just doing this out in the open. If the police are going to search you, they've got to take you to the jail and then find a same-sex person who's been trained to do it. I mean, this is prisoner training. If you show up to serve a 5-year stint in a medium or maximum security prison, you know, or 10-year stint, this is what they're going to do to you. Okay, they're going to stick their hands down your pants. This is prisoner training, period. Now, here is the incredible Whoopi Goldberg, The View piece, with all of these women, liberal and conservative, piling in against Ventura. Now, if you're a radio listener, you'll miss the faces, and you'll hear the laughing. They put an image up of him as a wrestler, and they say, what's his problem? You know? Why doesn't he like being touched? And then another woman on the show, another dingbat, says, there is no search that's too much. There is no such thing as an unreasonable search. And they just laugh and laugh and laugh, and they say, just look at this photo of him. And they put a photo up of him, you know, with his hair blowing or whatever in the wind, and they laugh at that, hoping you're weak-minded. This is a tactic, and just laugh. Oh, the government's sticking their hands down my pants. Oh, they're listening to my phone without warrants. Oh, they're tracking my bank account and taking money out of it with no due process. Oh, they're taking all my freedoms. Oh, they're wanting to put me in a radiation scanner when a woman reportedly, according to Horitz, looks like died when it set off her pacemaker. She told them I got a pacemaker. They put her through it, and she died. That's mainline Israeli news. It's so funny. And what did I hear on local radio yesterday? I tell you, this Ventura, is he just doing this for attention? A lot of people are going to get mad him calling this molestation. Well, really, if somebody comes and grabs your genitals and you've got to fly 3 times a week both ways, so that's 6 times a week when he does the show, and I've flown with him, and you've got to stand there in front of a bunch of people singled out because you've got a prosthetic hip, you've got an artificial titanium hip, and you've got to have all this done to you, and then you, let me tell you, he's upset about it. He's angry when I'm in the taxi cab with him. He's talking about it all the time. Alex, I'm done. I'm going to have to quit. They've ruined me. I can't do this anymore. I got to get out of here. You know, oh, see, I know it's real for Ventura. He's a real person that understands this is tyranny. But their answer to him is just to laugh at him. Now, I'm going to stop this a few times, or maybe I should just write notes during it, but there's so many pieces of disinfo. Oh, and they also say, well, look at just what happened in Russia. That happened outside of the security area. And what are they now calling for? Police and checkpoints on the road coming into airports. And then there'll be bombings there. And then it'll be on the highway coming into the airport. Then there'll be bombings there. I mean, we just have random checkpoints everywhere to stop bombers? Just like this woman with Travis County getting a $48,000 settlement because of a pothole on a country road when she's on the shoulder on her 10-speed bike. The government should have protected me from a pothole. Hey, you go riding bikes around over the years, there's a good chance you're going to get hurt. It's part of living. You go skiing. You going to sue Colorado if you're skiing and fall and break your leg? I've gotten hurt snow skiing. I've gotten hurt water skiing. Am I going to sue Travis County if I bust my lip or twist an ankle or something slaloming? Or if I'm slaloming or you know, wakeboarding? I mean, they're selling this idea. Well, let's just go ahead and go to the disgusting clip. Here it is.
But did you know that the former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is suing? Is suing the department.
She puts a photo up and laughs at him.
Security. Homeland Security. He's suing the
department. Hey, lady, you're pretty ugly. I wouldn't be laughing at Ventura.
Security, alleging that body scans and pat-downs, quote, exposed him to humiliation and degradation through unwanted touching, gripping.
Whoopi Goldberg looks like a troll.
Intimate.
Come in from this side. Can I just show you this? Look at this. This is the man who does not want to be inappropriately touched. Right here.
And his job as a wrestler. That's different.
Agreed, but you know what? You only get a pat down if you deny the scan. Okay?
Hit pause. I'm going to come back from break and try to play it all unedited. I just can't help it. So they're putting images up of him and laughing at him. And several of the women look disheveled on the program like they're homeless people. I'm not attacking homeless people. And I'm not even attacking people on their looks, but they're making fun of how he supposedly looks. And then she says, you only get the pat-down if you refuse the scan. That's not true. They threaten you and say, if you don't do the scan, we'll do a pat-down. They do scans and pat-downs. I've watched it. And they say they plan to end up doing pat-downs as they phase it in for everyone. So they always say, oh, it's just a little bit of you. This is all psychological warfare. Off teleprompters, all of it is scripted, and everything they're saying is not true. So I want to tell all of the women on that show, you're like something out of a medieval pillory where they've got somebody in the stocks throwing rotten cabbages and tomatoes at them and laughing. I mean, they're turning it into a sport, laughing at a real man, somebody who cares about freedom, somebody who's standing up for liberty, somebody who's putting their name on the document, somebody who's getting a federal lawsuit with a very dangerous agency, somebody who's had a TV show censored. And what's your answer? Your answer is just to sit there and laugh at him. Laugh at him, because he doesn't want people sticking their hands down his pants. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
By the way, videos are pouring in by 20, 30 a day, hundreds of flyers a day, different variants of the V for Victory or R for Resistance or whatever you choose. And those are separately two different events. The V for Victory is just an operation we're running, but you can incorporate that into the Answer to 1984-1776 contest. That's $10,000, $7,000 for first place, $2,000 for second, $1,000 for third place. You've got a month to produce those videos, just exposing the police state takeover grid, the DHS takeover grid, countering their contest to get citizens to make videos that they're now airing on TV and putting on the web. So that's what's going on there. Big developments. Great job, everybody. I will spend some time on that today, and we're posting the incredible videos that are coming in as we speak at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Look, I've already said what I can say about this attack on Ventura. It's just to claim that, oh, he says it's molestation. I've heard that on radio and on television. You know, it's ridiculous. Really? So somebody, if you're a man and somebody wants to grab your genitals, that's okay, women? And it's sexual assault survivors, mainly women, that are filing lawsuits and freaking out over this. I thought you were a bunch of liberal women. No, you're a bunch of thugs promoting the police state and attacking somebody valiantly standing up for all of our liberties. Let's play the clip end to end. Here it is.
Oh, but did you know that the former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is suing?
Can't even talk.
Is suing the Department.
She's got to laugh at him.
Homeland Security.
It's so funny.
Security. He's suing the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Body scans and pat downs, quote, exposed him to humiliation and degradation through unwanted touching, gripping, rubbing on an intimate.
Come on, this side. Can I just show you this? Look at this. Please stop looking. This is the man who does not want to be inappropriately touched. Right here.
And that's his job as a wrestler. That's different.
Agreed, but you know what? You only get a pat down if you deny the scan.
Lie.
Okay, if you deny the right to scan.
I
want to
know what happens when you sue Homeland Security.
And the IRS. And TSA. Well, it will come up.
But the issue is unreasonable search. I mean, tell that to these poor people in Moscow, you know, who just had this explosion. I mean, I don't think there's an unreasonableness.
They bombed outside the checkpoint, liar.
And they're usually very, very professional and,
Oh, very professional.
We'll be right back with even more hot topics.
It's so funny. We've got a police state. You know, the Nazis just asked for your papers. Now the government sticks their hands down your pants. We got federal grants nationwide to take warrantless blood checkpoints, setting up checkpoints where they take your blood warrantlessly. It's so funny. So they take something really serious that they know serious, and they make it a big joke. He says he's being inappropriately touched. And the other lady, well, these people are so professional at the TSA. Oh, they're so professional. When my grandmother's on crutches, yelling and screaming and telling her to hurry up. Or if you're on your cell phone after you go through screaming at you to turn it off, when you're trying to find out about your flight. Or when they're dumping out all your goods on the table. Or when the TSA goes crazy and tries to pick up women. Or tries to plant drugs on them and says, but if you have sex with me, I won't call the police on you. But I didn't put that cocaine in there. And TSA people going crazy and stripping down naked and saying, I'm God, I'm God. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Or all the TSA people that have been caught being pedophiles or sex offenders. Every screwball nut in the country is going and getting a TSA job. And the good people that won't go along with this, they're all being fired and they're building this army of oppression. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have them making fun of Jesse Ventura, making fun of you, and trying to ridicule the American people standing up and saying, we don't want this, and saying, oh, look, this would have saved them in Russia if they'd have had this. They did have the checkpoints. They did have the scanners. This was outside of the scanners. So now, checkpoints on the road coming in. There'll be a bombing on that. You got to have checkpoints on the highway out past that. Don't you see this system is meant to take over society? We'll be back with your phone calls and Obama's birth certificate.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.